Proclamation number 7880, dated the April 27th, 1961. Thought waves from bangs of light. Spirit guides. I would like all of you to gain eternal life, so that you will be free from every physical form and can pass into the spiritual kingdom in light and strength and freedom. For my only goal is your eternal beatitude. And I will truly not rest in pursuing you and your love, because only love will let you reach the final goal. Yet I will always allow you free will, and this is still refused me because you lack love. For I myself am love, and if love is not within you, Roman 1, who would like to provide you with an abundance of bliss, cannot be present in you either. And as long as I am still far away from you, darkness will still be within you, for I am also the light of eternity which has to shine brightly in you if you joyfully want to recognize yourselves and your origin. But as long as it is still dark in you, you are still being held captive by the Lord of Darkness, who wants to prevent you from realizing and striving towards the light. Thus you are still under the control of my adversary, from whom Roman 1, however, would like to release you, yet will only be able to do so if you have the will to escape from him. Consequently, your will determines your fate, for your will has to decide for itself which Lord it acknowledges. Thus you have to make this decision yourselves as long as you live as a human being on this earth. But until then you are surrounded by shadowy beings which compete for your will and influence you in every way, yet without being able to force you. However, you have a great gift of grace. You are able to think, and you need only to use this gift of grace correctly and for once try to ascertain the purpose and meaning of your earthly life. In that case, beings of light will certainly inspire right thoughts in you, since a desire for understanding will be judged as a desire for me, who is the light and the truth of eternity. You are all capable of thinking, but you rarely use this gift of grace in order to receive clarification about spiritual questions, which can only be given to you by beings of light who work on my instruction when you ask yourselves such questions. The spiritual beings will affect you such that thought waves will flow to you concerning questions of that nature. If you reject them, then illumination cannot be given to you. If you accept and contemplate them, then you will also mentally receive the answer from these beings of light, and you will subsequently be able to make your own free decisions. Therefore you can look for light and will find it. But you can also shy away from light and remain in darkness. But time and again light will be brought to you. Time and again my love will pursue you and help you become aware of yourselves and then also find the path to me. But adverse forces influence you in the same way by encircling you with thought currents of an earthly nature, which the human being prefers to accept and ponder about. For he is totally at liberty to accept or reject what mentally impinges upon him. The infinite patience of the beings of light, their great love for those who are unredeemed, will not cease, and time and again they will try to influence their protégés into listening to them, for they work on my instructions. The work they carry out in the spiritual kingdom is their redemption work. They are only the executors of my will, albeit they are extraordinarily happy by being allowed to work for me, because they gladly subordinated themselves to my will, because in their state of maturity they have no other will but mine, since they are permeated by my love, and therefore their love also applies to the unredeemed, to people who have been entrusted to their guidance and protection. For all of you have spiritual guides who accompany you from the time of your birth until your death and who fight for your souls against the enemy. Yet your will alone is decisive, which, however, will one day submit itself to me with certainty, because it cannot resist the strength of my love forever. Amen.